This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, another hour. The Jesse Kelly Show on a hump day, reminding you tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. So get your questions in now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. And before you yell at me for being on Friday, once again, I am not going to be on vacation, okay? I am not taking a vacation. I'm going to go back and be on Tim Pool's show. So if you need your fix that day, I think it's free, isn't it? Can't you watch Tim Pool? You can watch. You get your free fix that night. All right. To get your free fix that night, just you're going to have to get it on Tim Pool's show. Are you going to get the bar eating? Of course not. What, Chris? Oh, that's brilliant. I should take the soundboard with me. Do you think, how hilarious would that be to walk into Tim Pool's studio with this huge soundboard? It weighs like 20 pounds. Hey, guys, where do I hook this up at? I should just go make myself a pest and never be invited back. Nah, I like Tim. It'll be fun. All right. We have military updates, which are not good at all. And we're going to do a bunch of email stuff. And men are staying out of the workforce and that, but I wanted to play this for you because I already teased it and told you it was coming. I want you to listen to this woman, Maria Risa, and it goes along our continuing theme on the show that the Western leaders, they hate you. They despise your freedoms. They hate that you cling to your freedoms. To them, that's what's holding the world back. It's not the evil. It's not China. It's not North Korea. It's not this. It's not terrorism. It's none of those things. It's you. You and your stupid freedoms. You're the problem. If you would just shut up and only say the things they approve of, the world would be so much better. Listen to this woman. This is how they all see themselves.
Yeah, but listen, I think there's a...
By the way, this is a little long, so just sit tight.
You said there's a lesson in it for all of us. It's yes. Not just in China. This is all about, as you say, information warfare. And America is not immune to it.
And already been targeted, right? I mean, the 1,000-page Mueller report with all the data that's been pushed out, this social media, the tools of of gathering data on each of us, now has insidiously manipulated us. It is at a point where journalism becomes nearly impossible because the distribution system actually rewards lies.
But you were such a proponent of Facebook in the beginning.
I am.
And now you are fighting so hard and ringing the alarm.
Just, I'm gonna step in here for a second. I'll let her finish, but they really do hate social media so much. They despise it. And maybe you're not on social media. I've seen the numbers. The odds are you are not on social media. And I'm not telling you to get on social media. So just don't worry about that. But I am telling you this. Think of the outright lies so many Americans were sold in, not even ancient history, in the 80s, in the 70s, in the 60s. The outright lies Americans were sold because there was what? Three or four news outlets on TV, and then a few major newspapers. And if you could just grab control of those and sell people a lie, they would have no ability whatsoever to hear an alternate point of view or hear someone who had looked into it and found out this was a lie or that was a lie. The communists hate social media so much because it gives you the ability to go do your own research, and not only do your own research, to put out information out there that they don't want out there. Think about this. You know what? Pause for it. We'll come back to her in a second. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about Paul Hammerpants Pelosi. Now think about this. Immediately, the story didn't make a ton of sense. Okay, so wait, someone hit Paul Pelosi with a hammer? What? Who hit what? It was in his home? Someone broke in? They have tons of security. Someone broke in? Okay, a little bit weird, but immediately, every single major news outlet out there and every major Democrat in the country, from Joe Biden himself to Nancy Pelosi, every single one of them and the major news media, they all locked shields immediately and said, a violent right winger, a Trump fan, it's a MAGA guy, it's Trump's rhetoric that has caused Paul Hammerpants' head injury. This is an outrage. Now, it took about 15 minutes of research to find out a couple of things that were very, very interesting. If you look at the surveillance picture, the glass that is definitely broken at the Pelosi home, it's not broken in. It's broken out. And it doesn't exactly take Columbo and Perry Mason to figure out that glass is broken out. That's one. Two, you can hear. You can hear the 911 call of Paul Pelosi saying, audibly, you can hear it, my friend David. Calls him his friend. Really? If a deranged kidnapper broke into your house tonight, would you call the police and say, my friend Bob here? It's weird. And three, okay, so the glass is broken out, not in. You can hear Paul calling him my friend. And three, Paul Pelosi, we now know this from body camera footage that maybe you've already seen. If not, it's easily available online. Paul Pelosi answered the door after the police showed up for a wellness check and did not jump into the loving arms of the cops and say, save me from my kidnapper, like you would do. Paul Pelosi opened the door for the cops and turned around and walked right back inside and stood next to his friend David. The entire narrative is wrong. The entire narrative is an outright lie. Paul Pelosi is obviously there with that guy on purpose. What they were doing at 2 a.m. in their underwear, I don't really know. I do know there's a monkeypox vaccine, and maybe someone should look into that. All I know is this. Without social media, you would know none of those three things. None of them. You know what you would know? You would know this quote. You would air fingers quote. Know this for a fact. You would know that a violent Trump fan broke into the house looking for Nancy and hit Paul in the head with a hammer. Even if you were the most knowledgeable person in the world in the 70s or 80s, that's what you would know, because that's the only information you'd be able to find. But social media allows you to dig. If you have any interest, which obviously you do, that's why you're listening to the show. If you have any interest, you can find out the truth pretty quickly about some things once you sift through everything. I'll let her continue, but that's why they hate social media so much.
Alarm bells. Their, you know, answer is free speech. And I think about Justice Brandeis, right?
When did he say it? He said
1927.
That exactly.
The answer, like, free speech is more free speech.
That doesn't work today.
Yeah.
Not in the age of exponential lies. Not in the age of at a time when, and frankly, journalists bear the brunt of this, right? Because I've never been, Don, I see the attacks, you know? It's like, we've never been at a time when we're so individually, personally vulnerable. Because information warfare uses free speech to stifle free speech. You say a lie a million times, you pound someone to silence. We've got to get through this time, but part of it is also the failure of democratic governments to put guardrails in place, legislation on social media.
The failure to put guardrails in place. What have I told you time and time and time again? I just told you at the beginning of this segment. These people think the problem is you. You and your stupid freedoms. You and saying whatever you want. Who do you think you are? There have to be guardrails. You can't just say that. All the leaders of Western civilization now hate freedom. They don't view themselves as the guardians of freedom. They all hate freedom. Over and over and over and over again, they tell you, I hate your freedoms. I hate your freedoms. Remember Joe Biden just the other day? I can't believe we allow semi-automatics. We allow? Who do you think you are? King Biden? That's how they all talk. Well, maybe Joe Biden should stick with that because he's not very good when he's standing in front of the Indians.
By the way, she spent a lot of time on other reservations, other nations as well. I'm worried she's not going to come home one of these days when she goes. You think I'm joking. I'm telling you. If I hear more about the Navajos than I hear about me.
What? Right. All right. We have an incident here. I have breaking news. Breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Breaking news from the United States Navy, but I have to hold off on that for just a moment. I have to do something really quickly. Before we get into the disaster that is the United States military and what the breaking news is, let's do this. Let's get you some delicious cheap food. Well, I shouldn't say cheap. Delicious and affordable food. That's probably a better way to put that. We don't eat out as much now as we have just because of inflation and everything going badly. We just don't. We feel the need to eat at home. So we're getting better at cooking at home. Fresh shrimp is proven to be an outstanding thing to have on hand. Having bags of Biloxi shrimp on hand is wonderful. Need a little side with the steak or a topping for the steak? Biloxi shrimp. Making some pasta? Want to get some protein in that pasta? Biloxi shrimp. Want to keep it simple? Bust out the Biloxi shrimp. Make some garlic bread. It doesn't take anything. Put a little garlic, a little parsley in there, a little butter, little herbs and spices from Biloxi shrimp. Biloxi shrimp. American shrimp. Not overseas. American shrimp pulled out of the Mississippi Gulf by American workers. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. They deliver it to your front door. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. Let's talk about the Navy. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, let's pause because there actually is a story that's just breaking now. Two Navy ships nearly collide in San Diego Bay. Listen, we talk a lot about Navy this and Navy that and military this and military that. And I've talked extensively about what they're doing, what the communists are doing with the military and why they're doing it. In case you're a new listener, there are two different purges going on in the military as we speak. There's a hard purge. That's what I call it. That's the vaccine mandate, the hard purge. Anyone who doesn't take the vaccine, getting kicked out of the military. Well, who's going to be getting kicked out? What are the political leanings of the people who are going to refuse to take a vaccine? Overwhelmingly, it's going to be what? Republican or libertarian or whatever it is. Opponents of the communists. Okay, so beep, that's the hard purge. That's easy. Take this or get out. I'm not taking it. Fine, you're gone. That's the easy one. But there's also a soft purge. And there are lessons in this soft purge for us that we can use. I'll get to that in a moment. But the soft purge is this. Young men, that 17-year-old listening to the sound of my voice right now in Louisiana, high school football player, didn't think he wants to go to college. Colleges kind of suck. He does want what virtually every 17-year-old boy does, though. He wants to taste a little adventure. Well, he likes it at home, but taste a little adventure. See the world. Wants to experience danger. I know that's tough for mothers to hear, especially, but young men want to experience at least a little bit of danger. They want to experience camaraderie. They want to go through something hard. They want a challenge of some kind. The military service has offered that to young men for a very long time. I can speak to this because that was me. I wanted to be a better human being than I was. I wanted some danger. I wanted an adventure, and that's why I went to the Marines. But you know what that young man in Louisiana does not want? He does not want to sit down for a brand new hair braiding class every day. He doesn't want another seminar where he finds out how gay the Navy has become. He doesn't want to sit down and find out that trans people need to be more included in the conversation. And if he thinks that's what he's going into, he simply will do something else. He doesn't have to join the military. He has other options. He can go be a cop, be a firefighter, go to trade school. Maybe he will go to college. He'll do something else. We are losing an entire generation of young men as we speak because they're simply not joining. That next war hero, he won't end up being a war hero because he's never going to join. He'll go do something else. That's why the recruiting numbers are so bad, especially across the South. America has relied on the South for recruiting for a long time, and Southern boys are not coming anymore. And those Southern boys, guess what? They've been shooting rifles since they were 6 years old. Those are the guys who win your wars for you. But they're not coming. They don't want to join. I don't blame them. I've told my sons not to join. My sons won't. That's part of the soft purge. The other part of the soft purge is the hard chargers we currently have in there, and we do. We still have so many studs who are in. They email me day after day after day. Jesse, I can't take it anymore. I'm gone. Jesse, I'm getting out. Jesse, I'm not reenlisting. Jesse, you should see it. Jesse, it's worse than you think. Jesse, I'm getting out. Jesse, I'm getting... That's the second part of the soft purge. Now, keep in mind, the communist is doing this on purpose. People talk about Joe Biden destroying the military. He's not destroying the military. Now, he's destroying it in the sense that it won't be able to take on a foreign military, but Joe Biden is building a military. He's just not building it for anything you're going to like. He's building a military that will willingly attack you when he orders them to. Now, it won't be Biden. This will be further down the line, but that is what's coming. Joe Biden, that's how the communists have done this since the beginning of time. Don't think our communists are any different. He's building a military that will willingly follow orders and kill you when they're told to. That's the reason he's doing it. But back to the Navy ships. You see, they keep running into things. They're running into underwater mountains. They're running into fishing vessels. They're running into each other. They're catching fire at port, and it took 10 minutes after the ship caught fire for anyone to think to turn on the fire alarm. What's happening right now is we are experiencing such a brutal brain drain from the United States military that it is going to result in some of the most catastrophic losses you've ever seen in your life. You think you were mad when 13 of our warriors gave their lives in Afghanistan because of Joe Biden's idiocy? I hope you're ready for 10,000. I hope you are. That's how these things go. We are going to have... Look, this is the pattern of history. Happened to the Romans. The Romans were invincible. Romans were invincible. Romans were invincible. We never lose, never lose, never lose. And all of a sudden, a couple Roman legions disappear because they got slaughtered because they weren't ready for prime time anymore. We are very quickly approaching a point where we're not ready for prime time anymore. That sucks. Now, there's nothing you can do about it. Just want you to be aware of it. We're going to get to some emails and stuff before we get to men staying at home and staying out of the workforce and everything else. Just, I want you to be aware of what's happening and why it's happening. We need expertise on these ships. You know what? I'm actually going to do a little brief little history thing on the ship thing here. And you know, I'm going to do a little history thing before I get to the emails. Before I get to that, let me get to this really quickly. I am sure you probably already saw the news today. If not, here it is. The housing market is officially in free fall. Layoffs across the board are taking place in mass right now as companies see what's coming and they're battening down the hatches, speaking of Navy terms. It is important that you take steps to protect yourself and your family right now. Part of that is making sure if things really, really, really go bad, your family can eat. Remember, it doesn't matter if you have 900,000 rounds of ammunition. If you're starving, none of that's worth anything. You're worth nothing. Your family needs, everyone in your family needs 3 months worth of food. 3 months worth of food. Do you have 3 months worth of food right now in your pantry? Be honest with yourself. My Patriot Supply, they have emergency 3 month food kits ready to go. Buy it and stash it for that rainy day that I pray never comes. I hope it goes to waste. Can you believe I'm telling you that? I hope 25 years from now when it expires, I hope your dog comes to me. Jesse, I never even used it. I pray for that day. But man, if you need it and don't have it, you'll be singing a different tune. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now, okay? MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Another part of the purge of the military is what we did in Afghanistan, an international embarrassment. And when the bodies of our warriors came home, Joe Biden looking uninterested and checking his watch as he spoke with heartbroken parents, that affects people too. You have any idea how many military families, these ones really hurt, military families I get who email me now and say things like, Jesse, I served, my dad served, his grandpa before him, three of my uncles served, my sons won't serve. The country is built on men like that, on families like that, and they're getting out. And when you hear things like this, guess what else hurts recruiting numbers? Crap like this from John Kirby.
Let's talk about the Defense Department's annual report, because it is saying that Biden's fumbled withdrawal from Afghanistan was a propaganda gift to China. Do you agree with that?
No, I do not. And I don't know that that's the Pentagon's assessment, that it was a propaganda gift to China. If anything, nations like China and Russia took a look at what we did in Afghanistan. And we've talked about this many, many times over the last year, and had to marvel at the speed, the efficiency, and the effectiveness that a very small number of troops, Brian, you listen to me now, hear me out, that a small number of troops were able to move that many Afghans safely out of that country. No other nation in the world can do that.
Yeah, China's not marveling at anything except our own stupidity and ineptitude. And China moved right into Afghanistan. China moved right in. They're seizing the precious resources there already, working with the Taliban already. The Taliban, I might point out, who are still armed with American automatic weapons and American NVGs, American comms. They're still flying Black Hawk helicopters around Afghanistan, courtesy of your tax dollars. That doesn't help military recruiting either. Now, back to this, I promise, just a wee little mini bit of history, because a couple Navy ships nearly collided in San Diego Bay, and they've been colliding. If you ever do any reading at all on the history of naval warfare, period, I mean, you can go back to, the Spanish Armada, or before that, if you look at how the Greeks fought with their ships, or the Romans when they eventually came around and started building up more of a navy, all the way up to America, World War II, the big naval battles there. One thing that strikes you, it really struck me because I was not in the Navy, right? I was in the Marines, the men's department of the Navy. Anyway, I was in the Marines, so I wasn't in the Navy. But I, like everyone else, I look at those big ships, the big aircraft carriers, and subs, and battleships, and destroyers, and cruisers, and I think they're the coolest thing in the world, aren't they? There's just floating, a big floating gun. And how many moving parts? I mentioned Charleston, South Carolina is maybe my favorite city in the United States of America. It probably is my favorite city. I've been there a million times. I go eat until I explode in Charleston. In Charleston, one of the great things about Charleston is they have an actual World War II aircraft carrier, the Yorktown, there. Now, this is pre-COVID was the last time I did it, so I don't know what they're still doing. But last time I went to the Yorktown, you can go into the ship. I don't mean go stand on top. You can do that too. But they let us back then go deep down into the bowels of the ship. You're looking at the ship's dentist's office where guys got their teeth pulled. It's crazy. And what strikes you when you go down into the bowels of the ship, it becomes much more complicated than you originally even thought, or at least I did. There's so much to it. So many working parts, so many different places here, and this is stored here, and the magazines here, and the mess hall there, and the ship itself, the crew of a ship, they have to work in cohesion, and they have throughout history. In World War II, one of the main reasons our Navy did so well, on top of the fact we could simply build more ships than the Japanese could or the Germans could, was that we drilled over and over and over and over and over and over again. We had so much time dedicated to that stuff that we could simply put out fires before they could put out fires. We could save ships that they couldn't save. We could repair ships at sea that they couldn't repair. But this is not just an American thing. I brought up the Spanish Armada. When you look at things like, well, why did the English beat the Spanish at the Spanish Armada? There are a bunch of different reasons for it. One of the main reasons is the English were much better at reloading their weapons at sea. The Spanish, frankly, didn't have people who could even reload their weapons. They'd shoot a cannon once, and then it's, hey, Can somebody help? I gotta put some more stuff in here. Whereas the English were trained, a working machine, an army. One of the reasons we are in so much trouble is because our guys are learning how to braid hair instead of going through fire drills. And this is the stuff. These are the things. This is the inside baseball stuff that you can't see or I can't see. The only reason I know these things is because people who are currently in and are very worried about it are telling me these things. But the little things that save lives. I'll tell you from a Marine perspective. We trained all the time for various situations. You wanted to be trained for various situations. We knew, we got to the point where it was just second nature. You knew if you were out on patrol and someone went down, you knew exactly what you were supposed to do, where you were supposed to go. Why? Because instead of learning how to braid hair, we were actually training to do those things. When you fill up your day with things like diversity, equity, and inclusion that don't matter at all, when you fill up your day with that crap, then it takes away any time you have to do anything else. It takes away precious time. I've told you before, if you train for a year, for 8 hours a day, you train for a year to learn how to kill me, and I train for a year to learn how to kill you, but I spend 4 hours a day learning how to kill you, and then 4 hours learning how to be more gay-friendly, well, when we meet, I'm going to die because you simply have more training. You have better training. You're more equipped for it. We are taking our eyes so far off the ball, and it's going to result in so much heartbreak and death you can't even imagine. I think actually Chuck Schumer sums up the United States of America's military pretty well here when he's talking about Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries' elevation as House Democratic leader is a turning point in the history of the United States Congress. Never before has an African-American leader or any leader of color held the top position for either party in either chamber.
That's what matters? His skin color is what matters? His skin color is what matters? Huh. That's where we are as the United States military. All right, let's move on. You know what? I'll tell you what we need. What the military needs, what Chuck Schumer definitely needs, and what the Republican Party absolutely needs, or we're in trouble. You know what we all need? Testosterone. That's what we need. We have to be more energetic, stronger, better. We do. It is time to have the entire country on a stack from chalk. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. Fellas, get a male vitality stack. No more big pharma filth. No more of that crap. Natural herbal supplements. U.S. manufacturing, United States manufacturing, and you're supporting a hardcore anti-communist company. Frankly, the Chalk Boys are the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever known. Half the things they text me, I can't even say here on the air. I love them. Go. They have 35% off their subscriptions right now. 35% off. Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a Chalk subscription, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. I still can't believe the nerve of this guy.
Let's talk about the Defense Department's annual report, because it is saying that Biden's fumbled withdrawal from Afghanistan was a propaganda gift to China. Do you agree with that?
No, I do not. And I don't know that that's the Pentagon's assessment, that it was a propaganda gift to China. If anything, nations like China and Russia took a look at what we did in Afghanistan. And we've talked about this many, many times over the last year, and had to marvel at the speed, the efficiency, the effectiveness that a very small number of troops. Brian, you listen to me now. Hear me out. A small number of troops were able to move that many Afghans safely out of that country. No other nation in the world can do that.
Talk about the sky is green. These people have mastered something. and maybe something we need to look into. They have really, really mastered something. What is it? We'll talk about it in a second.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Doesn't have to be political. Dear wise one, when the COVID virus came here for the first month, I fell for the lies and listened to the media. I was willing to take the jab initially. I began listening to conservative talk radio and my eyes began to open. Like you, I was a diehard football and sports fan. I've abstained from football. When the government began to overtly tyrannical in mandating the jab, that's when I said no thank you. I watched Died Suddenly last night on Rumble. Highly recommend you watch that, by the way. It's free. Died Suddenly on Rumble. Anyway, I've been having a hard time piecing together what all this tyranny is for. It's all clear now. The WEF, ESG, etc. How can we fight back against the worldwide communist takeover when so many of our population has had the jab and will keel over who knows when? Well, hold on. There are a bunch of people who are going to be just fine after having gotten that, all right? Yes, there are so many deaths and problems. It should have been pulled off the market a long time ago, but there are tons of people. Most people are going to be just fine. Let me say this. I go through these moments, too, the same way you go through these moments. I go through these moments where I just think, no, I'm kidding. That's not what I think. No, seriously. I go through these moments where I think,
buenas tardes.
And then I think to myself, man, we're screwed. We're screwed. It's too much. There's too many people. America's government sucks. It's one world government. And there's too many Americans who are lemmings. It's too much. Hold on. That's not true at all. There are gigantic pockets of America, huge pockets of America, that share your values and want what you want. We have options. And I'll tell you something else. There's something really, really encouraging that's going on out there. We are seeing, I don't want to say the right. I mean, yes, a big part of it is the right. But we are seeing the building of something that has been critical for us, a parallel economy. As governments and corporations have become one and against you, we need options out there. We are slowly but surely getting those options. We've been talking a little bit, not a bunch, but a little bit about Elon Musk and Twitter and buying social media companies. Okay, he did it and he made it more free speech. Now Apple's threatening to yank him out of the App Store. And Elon Musk is in turn threatening to create his own phone, like a Tesla phone. But look, Mike Lindell, we talk about Mike Lindell all the time. You, like 15 minutes ago, you didn't have options when you wanted to go buy bedding. You didn't. You could go to Walmart, who just got done sponsoring a drag show where I watch kids walk up to the drag queen on stage. That's Walmart. You could go to Target, who they have more LGBTQ Air Force propaganda than any other company in the country. Those are the places you really got your bedding. Bed Bath & Beyond. All these stores are horrible. You didn't have options. You have options now. MyPillow create. There's a parallel economy. By the way, quick side note, they're selling Giza Dream Sheets for the lowest price ever right now. As low as $29.99 Giza Dream Sheets right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. It is Christmas season, baby. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the person you love the most. If that person happens to be yourself, then get yourself a couple MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Back to what I was talking about. Elon Musk, MyPillow, movies. I brought this up before about how all these movies, these woke crap Disney movies that are pushing all this crap on you, they're bombing at the box office. Whereas the movies that are they're, you know, these tiny little Christian movies that were rising up that had little minuscule budgets, they're making a fortune now. And the budgets, because they're making a fortune, the budgets are getting bigger. Directors are getting better. Writers are getting better. Getting big name actors out there. the parallel economy is being created. We have a ton of good we can focus on right now. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Don't let yourself get down. It's going to be a constant struggle. We're in a constant battle against a very, very powerful enemy. We will win in the end. It's just going to take a long time. Can America, as it's currently constituted, be saved? No, I don't believe it can. So I'm not trying to blow sunshine up you. I'm not. I don't believe the country itself could be saved. But huge parts of it can be. Your kids, their kids, their kids, their kids after them can have a life that looks very similar to the life that you've had. All right? Chin up. Chin up. I'm not, you know what? I'm not even going to do this paycheck to paycheck story I was going to do here in just a second because that was too much. It was too heavy. Now, let's do a couple emails. I promised an email roundup. I haven't done anything. Jesse, my father-in-law gave my mother-in-law a really nice diamond bracelet one year for Christmas. This is off of our show last night. In case you missed it, I told some stories and we took some of your calls on the worst gifts you've ever been given or given somebody. And some of them were just pants wetting funny. The wife and I were just dying laughing about it when I got home, resharing some of the stories. It's worth a listen. The whole show is available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes if you want to go download last night's podcast. Anyway, the guy says, my father-in-law gave my mother-in-law a really nice diamond bracelet one year for Christmas. When she tried it on, she said, it's a little tight. My father-in-law replied, I had the biggest lady in the store try it on. He says, I was rolling on the floor. He had no idea what he said. God rest his soul. His name is Chris. Gosh, that's freaking hilarious. The biggest lady try it on. Whoops. Jesse, I have a great job offer in Texas. I'd need to move to Texas from Minnesota, and I'm just a nervous wreck. I've heard you say numerous times to leave blue and red, leave blue for red, and the national divorce is coming. I have a wife and two kids that are not 100%. Thoughts? Brother, get out and move to Texas. People get nervous about change. That's understandable. People don't like change. And they definitely get nervous about moving because it can be scary. You don't know anybody there. What if you hate the area? What if you don't meet any new friends? What if? Start betting on yourself. You have reached a level, whatever it is, you've reached a level of success where you are in Minnesota. Or look, I'm speaking to everybody here. In your blue area, you've achieved certain things, have you not? You've achieved things with your career. You've achieved things with your family. Maybe you've got a church you love. You have friends, neighbors you've gotten to know. And it's scary to leave them, but maybe the lesson you need to take from all that is that you're capable of doing those things. You're capable of starting a career somewhere else and being successful. How do you know? You've already done it. You're capable of making friends. How do I know that? You have friends now. Everyone has friends except Chris. You're capable of doing these things. Bet on yourself. You are better than you think you are. Get out of your blue hellhole and go surround yourself with people who believe what you believe and want what you want. All right? All right. We're going to get to some more emails, but first we're going to talk about men staying out of the workforce? What the? Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.